Blog Talk Radio.
That's a song that's being offered by Dwayne Hepner, founder of the new presentation, Wonderful Worldwide Educators. .com. There are new books available. Lulu.com. Today I'll read some, and there's new projects you can become involved with too. The new song connects a person to the real universes where there's real love instead of just this emotional stuff we think is love on earth, and where there's real freedom, not the implied freedom we think is freedom here on earth. And today I'll read a little bit of one of the new books by Dwayne, the great writer. This is new book 7. Of the Adventure Is series. I have a feeling you are here for something, sassy as it seems to be, to give us the guided tour. Is that a good guess? I asked, smiling. You are very good, Dew, and as always, I like your style. This show going. Late today to start. Okay. Don't you get tired of hanging around this transforming mermaid? I would say it's time for you to step up to something more exciting, she said, giggling. Ha ha, said Lou. That is a good stand-up routine. You mean step down to something really bizarre and reckless, don't you, my dear? You are a sweet wonder, Miss Lou, as I cannot really say what I mean, or I know the light around you will reflect back to me, and I will be put in my karmic disorder for who knows how long. So I must play nice and pretend we are all fine together, said Sassy, smiling. You have come a long way, Louie, said Lou, and she really laughed. I can take that, and yes, you are right, I have. Like I told Dew before, I want to become more aware, and I am working on it, but I still have a lot to deal with, as I am grounded in so many dimensions of influence and seduction. I am having a hard time sorting all of them out. Crony is a good example, as she so overly adores me. Just like so many billions of others. They keep pulling on me, and so I must respond, as I am part of their creative nature. And you know all about that one. So, let's get on with the tour, she said, as we moved along with her. As we walked with Sassy, the scene began to change. Can only keep up a holographic illusion for so long. As we move through this world, I will describe what is also taking place in a reflective manner on the earth. For those who are paying attention, that is. The scene became a bit darker as the sky became cloudy. The further we moved into this dimensional world, the more ominous it became. Here was one of the many created areas all of us established. That is, until we can wake up from them and see what is really taking place from all the agreement that becomes like a solidness of a temporary reality. As in the physical body, there is always a change that will occur in any of the dimensional shifts within the levels of psych realms. The seeing of the senses, as everything is a perpetual motion from one position to another, continually brings a person into a new time frame, which then holds one to the simulation that motion and time are one, and that what is being experienced with the literal and emotional senses is the only reality there is. With the binding force of the influence, which is an aspect as such from the gods of men, all things of a lower creative nature become solidified into a seemingly solid material lifestyle that is easily accepted by the fluid embodiment of a person. The only escape from this network of already created phenomena is to become more aware, as this is where real experience is vitally necessary to make the transition. Scientific knowledge is an invented application along with anything of a literal sense, and actually creates its own dimensional shifts, as opposed to the natural procession of a true isness, which can only be real beyond anything decided. This then becomes a real separation with the psych realms and the real universe, until a person can wake up to the lower phenomena and have a real position that is perceived without the literal senses. Do you need to rest sometimes from all the stuff you see and just enjoy the tour, said Sassy, as she seductively eyed me and moved into the darker areas of this world. Suddenly, in the distance, we saw a huge mountain, almost like that of Mount Doom in Lord of the Rings. There was also a type of seeing eye roaming about its sides. I could easily perceive that this is one of the many places the alienoids hide from the viewing public. As we began to approach it, I could sense from the different parts of a dense forest around us there were creatures lurking about. Many of the humans like this type of seeing, as they seem to like to scare themselves, as fear is a type of seduction. People want to be seduced and frightened at the same time. It is all part of the lower passions to bring about certain experiences which many humans deem to be their idea of love, but it is actually possession in its finest form. Men and women do this to each other all the time. Then you have the two so-called nice love, which so many times becomes very boring. Because the adventure and challenge life is set aside for a life as one would have as a chicken in a hen house. It can work for some people for untold lifetimes, but not for those wanting to experience the true reality to its fullest, said Lou. The influence stopped and churned, then actually began to cry. You know I would be affected. I know what you are saying, and I am trapped by all of this myself, she said as she was really sobbing. I could perceive that what she was doing was all an act, but a reality to her. She had to play the part she had been created to be. The influence can only exist within the psych realms. And from all she has experienced so far, she must act out what takes place with all those who have agreed to stay and play with the Callum forces. Her tears were that of all the cries of lost souls who really do want to find a way out of the lower madness that now exists on Earth and most of the round world. What Lou said made the influence react in such a way as to demonstrate the effect from her cause. This is all part of the waking up of one to where they confront themselves with what they have held so dear, as it has become a blockage to the real light life is. It is a huge journey to first acknowledge to what one has created and agreed to, then figure out how to become more aware of all the possibilities of not relying on what would seem to be the only way to survive, but has no real substance to it. Relationships are the same way. They can appear to be such, but when the intent of the person is looked at closely, there is a lot more hidden that is unseen from the human senses. And so the appearance of what the influence is doing seems to be authentic, but it is all part of what has been created and agreed to. So it is really a stage drama that most people get caught up in. It took a few moments as we watched, but then Sassy stopped crying and she was fine. You know what I was doing. I felt all the lost souls who are here as the hidden part of them is crying out, she said. That is why I said what I did, Louie, to give those who are here a chance to recognize something more than what they have created all around them, said Lou. As we came to the base of this huge mountain of doom, hundreds of creatures came from the shadowy darkness and approached us from our sides and back. They slowly crept along, as many of them were werewolves and similar type creatures. These strange creatures are the original creations of the alienoids who seeded the earth, as you already know. They were created to frighten the humans and as one of the many ploys to keep fear as a basis of reality on the material and astron worlds. From these beasts came the orders of rites and ceremonies that the church has acquired as their basis for fear. Good business plan on their part, as it has worked for eons, far past what humans have considered to be their own history on the planet Earth. All of this here is science fiction to the masses, as they have been put asleep to the creative reality of themselves. When the alienoids first created the humans on Earth, they did not foresee them as having a soul to occupy the embodiment, that the clones they created would mechanically obey without question. But with all the lost souls roaming the lower astron worlds, and many of them in the densest of gray fogs, they wanted to experience the material embodiments to continue their own adventure and challenges. And so we have what is known as human history. This mountain of disaster houses some of the alienoid who have been a part of mankind's history. The movies people so love are actually events that can take place anywhere, as all the stories and creations come from somewhere already existing. The elites want to make sure the humans are very busy with as much phenomena as possible. That is, until they get overloaded and have to take drugs and become lodged into worlds like this when they pass over from their body life. It all depends upon each person and how they have arranged their agreements. The humans have been taught to believe in something that is a ghost but seems to be actuality according to the awareness of the individual. A child cannot see what an adult does, but the child accepts its reality as all there is until they slowly discover there is more than what they previously thought, said Fluey. Thank you for that, miss. The view is recording everything, so the little body on the earth, Dwayne, can write about this to try and warn people about the choices they are making, I said. The stupid humans won't listen. They love this stuff. It amazes me how many different ways they can imagine to do themselves in for more unconscious lifetimes with the Lord God and his authorities on the earth. There is no end to the people who will follow me. I will take you into the mountain where you can meet the alienoid creatures, said Fluey. Several of the werewolves grabbed at Lou and were immediately shocked as they fell to their knees with their burnt hands. These beasts are now learning about cause and effect, but they are a stubborn bunch, as they will keep trying until they kill themselves and all their buddies, said Fluey as we entered the mountain. Once inside, the place was pure blackness. Lou and I turned up our light and followed Fluey. She knew the way in the darkness. We went down carved out steps into the stenchy gloom until we came to a huge solid looking door. The door appeared to be cast metal, as it stood at least 50 feet high and almost as wide. Lou and I could have just walked right through it, but we decided to play this out. Louie did a certain knock and the door slowly opened with a lot of creaking noise. As we began to see inside, there was at first no one in this huge cavern of a gloomy and shadowy room. As we walked in, I could sense that the alienoids were very close, as they wanted to take a close look at us first. I was very aware of the surveillance devices set up all along the exterior and interior of this place. All of us walked into the center of this huge room, and as we stood for a moment, the controlling alienoids for this dimension came from behind the black curtains that were all around the room. They slowly approached as they had their attention fixed on us. Then they stopped, and one of them came up to us. It has been foretold that someone unknown to us would someday appear in our hidden mountain, said the alienoid in his own tongue. I could sense a low throbbing sound that encompassed everything here, as I immediately knew what it was. Moo looked at me and did a slight nod as she was also picking up on what these creatures were doing and how they were doing it. Then Fluey broke the silence. Yukon, this is the being I have told you about. He is known by many names. And presently he is you, said Fluey. She once again seductively looked at me with all her passion. Yukon stared at Lou and I, and was most fascinated by Lou, as I could read his impressions so easily. He scaled her up and down with his vision and wanted to have her for himself. He slowly approached her, and as he was about to try and touch her, he backed off, as I could sense that he was aware enough to know what would happen, or so it would seem, as he ordered one of the other aliens to grab her. As soon as the creature touched her, he let out a violent scream and fell to his knees holding his one hand. Then Yukon smiled and slightly paced back and forth for a moment. He then said, "This is very strange indeed. There have been stories passed down for thousands of years about someone like the two of you coming to us. I was not sure myself if what I kept hearing was true, as we do have excellent sighters, remote viewers, and astron projectors. And many times they are right on," said the alienoid with a sneer. "It is all true, Yukon. We were in your past to try and convince you to do something beneficial for yourself and the humanoids you cloned and created on the Earth. But you have taken the road downward, and so here you are," said Lou as he lusted for her. "It would only seem so for those who do not have the power and persuasion I have. Not only do I control the Earth and many planets like it, but I also control this dimension. It may not be Jollywood, where all the movie stars live the glamour I have provided, but it is all about the power that very few understand and can handle. Nothing can interfere with what I am doing, what I do. Nothing. And so you see, this is why all my kind have not agreed to anything of a lesser control, like that of the lowly workers who have been conditioned and programmed to work their 9-to-5 boring routines. We control the monetary system and all the culture that takes place on the surface world. The sound you hear is part of art, which produces for us a strong mind control. The masses love what we program them to do with all the phenomena we create, from the entertainment to alcohol and drugs, legal or not. I know of your guides and what they attempt to do on the earth and in the astron worlds, and they never really succeed like my kind does, he said with a gloat of arrogance as he highly slithered over Lou. Your astron embodiments have become more deformed through the centuries, as I remember you to be different, said Lou. We have adapted to this dark, murky place, as it serves us very well. The curiosity we create with the humanoids is what draws them to us, especially with the heavy mental music, the gibberish crap music, and most of all, the GMO tech food we have devised thanks to the many humans who have volunteered to destroy their own kind. The younger generation so love what Pepsi, Coke, colas are doing for them, giving them an unnatural high into diabetes and drug consumption. A bomb on the nation, he and his wife are one of our many puppets. We have devoted money-loving beggars on many planets. We assist the rich little music, a buffoon artist, to make them think they are providing some sort of beneficial cause to their world. But actually, they are providing us with the emotional stimulation we need to stay in control of all their mental faculties. From emotionally stimulating discordant sounds to all the fear we have used as the basis from when we first arrived and created the first humanoids and their systems of belief. All the systems on the earth have been created by us, as they are the deception people love to give themselves to. So your so-called truths have no meaning to what we provide for everyone, as they will not listen nor heed your foolish warning. The little dweebs think they are in control of their own mind and emotion, but everything they think and do is programmed by us. All of this, the two of you already know, but I want to keep you here to see if you will submit to me, he said as he grinned a sinister smile. I wanted to see if there was any ray of light with you, but I can see that there is definitely not. You have cast yourself here, and you will continue to go deeper into the darkness to where you will soon have no sense of anything. Like that of a glob of snot in the dirt, I said. You are always predicting some dastardly end, as I have seen what your counterpart on the earth is doing, as he is writing the books and giving them away. We have survived for countless eons like this, and we will continue to do so without any interference from the likes of you. I have created the werewolves, the vampires, and so many different species that we can occupy at any time. So we will always exist and still control all those we desire. And those who come with us shall have some of what we have until we decide to devour them. So all humans soon lose their usefulness, he said with a smile. At that moment, Lou and I immediately disappeared to the outside. Scared them off, Yukon. I wanted you to sweet-talk them, not bully them with all your egotistical rhetoric of how you command this and that. Told you about these two and that they would not be swayed by what you programmed to the masses. They know the difference between the fake belief ideas and real experience. You have gotten the humans to believe in a God that is someone like you, and they never have met this God. And so all they do is believe in a ghost and have hope and have faith in something that has been marketed to them. This is why I get so tired of working with stupid alienoids and humans like you. All you want is to step on others and destroy them when you're through with them. Is you was very right as to what he said about you becoming spit in the dirt, as you cannot see it now, but I have been around so much longer than you, and it will come to pass, and then you will be an unconscious amoeba, lower than the bugs that live here with you, said Fluey as she disappeared. Yukon became enraged to the point where he shot a psychic beam at the alienoid that touched Lou and disintegrated him. He knew I was telling him the truth, but his arrogance was so much bigger than his awareness to see beyond all that he is trapped in. Control, power, money, sex, and so many of the things that make up a physical life are all like dust in the wind and nothing more. As Lou and I walked along this gloomy place, Louie suddenly appeared with us. In a way, I was hoping Yukon would at least weigh what you had to say to him. That he is the dominating male in his kingdom of doom, and no one questions him, she said. Louie, you are so funny. You wanted him to try and sweet talk us, which you already know will never happen. All the nonsense he is into will only last so long, then becomes lifetimes of only more disease. You must think of a new act, I said as Lou and I laughed. But there are way too many sides to myself. When I am with you, I want you what you have, but cannot conceive it. And when I am with idiots, which there is an endless supply of, I also want what they have. I am strung out everywhere, and more creative people become, the more I have to deal with them. From what you have explained in your new books, I want that also, she said. We have discussed this before, and I can see a real position for you from all you have become and experienced. But it will only take place when you can perceive it from the influence you are. We are all in the same life, so everything is a reality no matter where it is. What has to take place is the deciding of what one wants, then to live it as their reality. The alienoids want their control over others, as they feel in this way it gives them a type of insurance that others will not control or harm them. But by the very fact of what they are doing only instigates more rivalry and friction, which then becomes cause and effect, and more unconscious lifetimes of the same old drama and heartache. So they stay in their darkness, I said. We walked along with Fluey to the other areas of this strange dimensional shift. We came across several gaggly castles that were like something in a horror movie. Humans always find this area very interesting, as this is one of the main places the vampires and werewolves live and hang out together. Come, I will introduce you to some of the residents, said Fluey, as we walked through dead-looking landscaping all over, then followed her to the castle door. The place looked worse than the Munster's house, and the vibrations of this area were very obvious to Lou and I. This place is not something to write home about, is it? Said Fluey, as she laughed and knocked on the huge dark door. At first there was no sound, then Fluey knocked again. Then, from inside the castle, we heard a deep, ravishing voice say, "The hell do you want?" "I am selling live bait. Do you have the time to look at what I have?" said Louie, as we heard stomping feet coming toward the door. Then the door suddenly swung open, and there stood a huge werewolf of a creature, at least 8 feet tall. He quickly scanned all of us, and then tried to grab Lou, but was in for a shocking surprise as he bent over holding his arm in pain. "You tricked me, woman. I will eat you for that," he said as he once again lunged for Lou, but Fluey stood in the way. "Don't try it, big fellow. She is well protected, as these are some new friends who have come along to help you find your way," she said. She smiled and then gave him a wink, hoping we wouldn't see. "Find my way to where?" he growled fiercely as he looked at us. "I am you are is ha you, and this is my friend is you. We are from another level, a dimensional shift to you. We wanted to make ourselves known," said Lou, as the werewolf looked at her with hungry eyes. "You are very beautiful, so why would you come here to this horrid place of the dead?" he asked with a bit of a growl. "We came to see you, Alexander," she said, as the werewolf stood a bit upright at what Lou said. He hesitated for a moment as he was still holding his arm in pain, stared at her for the longest time, then said, "How do you know me by that name?" he asked with a glare at her. "I can read you all the way back and beyond when you first became a werewolf," she said, and she smiled. "Are you a witch?" he asked, as I could see that he was in doubt. "No, not at all. Simply someone who is very aware and real and can see what others cannot. Would you like to know more, or are you happy being a wolfman?" she remarked to get a reaction. "I will listen as long as I hear what I want to," he said with a growl. "I already know your pain and confusion, Alexander. It is written on your soul like the pages of a book. We did not come here seeking you alone, but anyone who is lost in this place of dread. You were once a noble person, a fine breeding among the human race on the earth. You, like millions of others, have been tricked into being what you are, thinking that just because you were bitten by another like you, that you have become this thing and forever. That is what the black hearts who did this to you want you to think and act out, so they can always have control over you. I can see that you really do want to escape, but you have given up, as you cannot see a way out, but I can. And if you are willing, you will be able to break this false curse upon your lower awareness, and we will show you how," said Lou. Alexander bent over and sat on the floor as he pondered what Lou said, and then began to slowly cry. I could see that he really did want to get out of where he was at, but the veil of illusion was so great that he could not see any light anywhere. He had huge karmic obligations for many lifetimes of being this creature. And as usual, Lou and I were to see if this lost soul would at least start to realize something for himself and possibly others here. In this scenario with the influence present, it would seem odd that Fluey is seemingly helping us. In a way she is, but actually she plays both sides. I already know she is very attached to me because she can see certain things more so than any human can. But at the same time, she is obligated by who she has become as being the influence she is. In her own way, she loves me and also wants me to be trapped with her. So she is more than willing to lead me into something unforeseen and dangerous. We stood patiently while Alexander tried to compose himself. How could it even be possible that this has happened to me? Yet here I am, for an untold amount of years that I cannot remember when I was a person at all. I have dreams and visions of so many things, yet I cannot touch any of them. It would seem that all life is nothing but a bitter hell to live and endure, he said as he saw. From the darkness of the lower levels of life, yes, it would seem so, Alexander, but from where we come from, there is no darkness, and all life shines real and true. Let me show you, said Lou, as she raised her hand and made the view appear as a large screen upon one of the castle walls. The scene opened to where Alexander saw himself as he once was, a fine-looking man in a well-groomed society. During that time, he had accomplished a lot and was the owner of a huge transportation company that traded with many countries. And so he was very well known around the world because of his position, wealth, and place in life. The dark rats took a real interest in him. When they had their agents first approach him, they were very friendly. And it did seem as though they were sincere. Until Alexander did some checking through his own sources to discover who these people really were and who they represented. He flat out told them he would have nothing to do with them, as Alexander's family had had the business he was running for generations and built it up greater than any of his ancestors. This is the reason that elites finally sought him out. Because of the wealth he had acquired and all the contacts he had, the agents of the Dark Rats tried several attempts, but Alexander did not give in. So a dark plan by the elites was devised to where he would still be alive, but actually dead at the same time. The dark brats already had thousands of werewolves and vampires all around the earth. So it would be very easy for them to have any one of them bite Alexander, as he would then become cursed and obedient. Plus the fact that they would turn his three daughters into vampires if he did not do as they say. The story became so that Alexander did not give in and he was bitten, along with the kidnapping of his three young and innocent daughters. Lou showed him the reason for his werewolf situation, as Alexander had been a brutal slave trader in a previous life with the same alienoids and made huge amounts of financial wealth. He had tortured many for his own pleasure, as they were prisoners of his will. Now, the same alienoids who kept their memory of all their existence here knew who Alexander was, as he came into a new life unaware of where he had been with the elites from his past. They now wanted the control of all he had established, as this is how the dark brats work and plan their schemes, while others work to collect their fortunes, but are soon gone from unseen sources, which the elites control. Now, you better understand what has cast your fate, that you are not alone. Not at all, because there are millions like you here who were employed by the same alienoids. As each person has established their worth on the earth, another rock world. You have free will, and at any given moment you can change your course and be a real captain instead of a bleeding heart slave to the shadowy bunch. A real life is so much greater than you can ever imagine. But you must decide to set your imagination into an unknown area and test yourself to see what you can do and accomplish. Otherwise, all you will ever have is this place of doom. You must decide your courage level and go for it, or stay as a bug in the darkness. This is always the test of the lost soul who has been tortured with the ideas of a salvation from someone in the past who will be coming again to fix your life. As you sit and wait and read premeditated documents devised from traitors, the real guides of the All Is are beyond the saviors and saints of material embodiment, and they are always now. Time, as you have been taught and know it, is but an illusion of slavery devised by the alienoids and their make-believe gods of men. I can see that I cannot convince you of anything, and this is not how the true reality is. For it is only what it is, and each one of us must grasp its reality or wander in the fabrications of the lower senses. Said Lou, I could plainly see that Alexander did realize and recognize some of what Lou showed him and told him, but he was so far down the scale of life that it would take a huge focus for him to get through all the karmic endeavors he had created over many lifetimes. You can start your real journey in this very moment, Alexander, but you will be facing unbelievable odds for the longest times. We will assist you, but you must also assist others like you, said Lou. I don't know. All I see is myself as this monster and nothing else. As I look out over this place of horror, all I see is others like me who are living this same nightmare, he said as he hung his head. You and everyone else in life has an imagination. It has been filled with far too many images that have confused you. You have been taught that you are only a human or a creature and now have become a werewolf, a person of some world in the realms of deep, dark space, but this is so untrue. You are a being of light, but only you can unravel the hiddenness of this real truth. There are so many other dimensions right here that you are not seeing. As you have a programmed mind, you are always looking to for answers, which from it, real truth will never exist. You will always have your own truths, but they are merely fabrications, like that of anything on the round worlds and what the dictators have ployed the masses into believing. It is true that it will take you a long time to evolve to even what you once were, but as long as you do not try, then you have already decided not to evolve, but to sink deeper into this mire of a holocaust. All reality is now. This is real and true, so it is always up to you what your life will become. You, like endless others, have been brainwashed into thinking that you need to look to some form of authority, such as those who have seized some sort of power, or the deities that people pray to and worship. Here again is a huge fallacy, contrived by those who are not willing to work for their share, but to use others to harvest what they want, which is always more than they deserve, said Lou. I like what you are saying, but I am so convinced this is all I am. Like the hair on this body, this is all I feel, he said. Start watching your dream visions at night. We will assist you as long as you pay attention and are motivated to try and do better. What you have done is affecting a lot of people through so many dimensions, all the way into the material realm. You have a strong tie to the alienoids who rule many of the rock worlds, and it will take great courage on your part to break free. As they always have, the dark brats will threaten you and blackmail you, then destroy you if you do not bend to their demands. The governments of many of the material planets have succumbed to the self-destructive nature of tyrants who will stop at nothing to seize all they can, including the minds and hearts of everyone. The real happiness people are seeking is not with their material embodiments, but from a great and pure perception unlike any human has ever known or read about. The pure reality, The all is far too vast and hidden for anyone in the material senses to imagine it does exist. Here is a reality so wonderful, and there is no worship or petitioning, but a real position that only you can choose for yourself, as you have the right to do so, said Lou. That was some of New Book 7 of the Adventure Is series by Dwayne the Great Writer. So if you want to know more about life, check out the wonderful Worldwide Educators, www.wonderfulworldwideeducators.com, and see if it's stuff that makes sense to you. I will do another show next Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. New Year. See ya.